This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For decades, the unsolved mystery surrounding the theft of priceless paintings at Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum has captivated art lovers as much as it's frustrated the FBI.
Sometimes, though, stolen art is recovered. Today, for example, one famous piece is being unveiled at the Museum of Fine Arts. Thieves stole the Renaissance masterpiece by Piero della Francesca in the 1970s, but it was rescued by an Italian police force known as the Art Squad. You can see an image of the recovered work at our website, radioboston.org.
WBUR's Andrea Shea met with the Art Squad's deputy director at the MFA.
Until this week, I had no idea an Italian art squad even existed.
The Carabinieri TPC for the protection of a cultural heritage is a very original unit in the world.
That's Carabinieri Deputy Director Luigi Cortellesa. His agency has been policing cultural wrongdoing since 1969. It was an international first to have a law enforcement branch dedicated to protecting a country's cultural treasures. Today, Italy's 280 officers work closely with Interpol and the FBI, and Cortellesa says his 12 units are very busy.
7,000 antique books last year. 100,000 archived documents, many, many counterfeited goods, antique coins.
Also, countless old films, archaeological objects, and, of course, paintings.
It's not important the number of the objects. It's important the history, the tradition that every object gives us.
Cortellesa flew to Boston to unveil one of Italy's most famous stolen then recovered paintings, the Senigallia Madonna by 15th century Renaissance master Piero della Francesca. Thieves ripped the 2 feet by 2 feet work off the walls of an Italian palace in 1975. MFA curator Frederick Ilkman knows the story well. On February 5th, the crooks took advantage of scaffolding on the exterior of the famous museum.
This is the Galleria Nazionale delle Marche in the Palazzo Ducale in Urbino. It's a beautiful 15th century palace high up over the town. Thieves scaled the scaffolding, broke in, and were able to remove two paintings by Piero della Francesca, this and another one, plus a portrait by Raphael.
Like at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum here in Boston, the thieves sliced the paintings out of their frames. The world was shocked. Ilkman calls Piero della Francesca's Senigallia Madonna one of the 15th century's most important pictures. The artist is a cult figure, and Piero fans even make pilgrimages along what the curator calls the Piero della Francesca Trail.
They love tracking down his works and sort of going down on their knees in awe at how beautiful and serene the paintings were. Their geometry, their sort of sense of balance and order. And you could even say that the burglary in 1975 was the kind of culmination of the fad for Piero della Francesca.
A year after the robbery, the Italian art squad received a tip from a Roman antiques dealer, and the police recovered the lost work.
It's perhaps his last finished work, and it's an ostensibly simple composition. Got the Virgin Mary holding the Christ child and two attendant angels. It's extremely quiet, and part of the magic of Piero is that the figures indeed seem to be enacting an incredibly slow-motion ritual.
The Gardner Museum has a fresco by Piero della Francesca, but the priceless paintings stolen from that museum are still at large. Luigi Cortellesa of the Italian Art Squad says he has hope.
But my experience tells me that it is possible to recover stolen art goods by Raffaello, Van Gogh.
For now, though, the cultural police officer is proud to bring Piero della Francesca's reclaimed masterpiece to the U.S. for the first time. The Senigallia Madonna will be on display at the MFA through mid-January.
That's WBUR's Andrea Shea. For more information and to see a picture of the recovered art, go to our webpage, radioboston.org.
And stay with us, because still coming up, you know him as Walter White on the TV show Breaking Bad. But at the ART in Cambridge, he's LBJ. We'll talk with actor Bryan Cranston next. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.